We've been talking quite often about the efforts to ban books across the country, including here in New Jersey. A couple of weeks ago, we had Hoboken librarian Jenny Pulon talk about her efforts to have Hoboken declared a book sanctuary zone. A lot of other libraries are taking similar steps. There's a bill going through the State House in Trenton called the Freedom to Read Act, which would protect books from being banned. And this ties into a recent poll by Rutgers Eagleton. They found that 56% believe book banning measures are mostly being driven by politicians to advance their careers. There's a surprise. 31% say they're mostly being driven by parents' concerns. 13%, they're not sure about this yet. Breaking this down by demographics, every demographic, more than half are more concerned about book bans than they are of inappropriate content, however you choose to define inappropriate as being, with the exception of 35 to 49-year-olds, that's at 50%. Those who don't identify as or know someone who is transgender, again, that's at 50%, and Republicans, only 27% are concerned about book bans. Self-ID'd Republicans are their only group where a majority is more concerned about the content, 67%, than banning books. Look at the Democrats. They are especially concerned about banning books. Topics that are educationally important, 79% say that. Black residents, 67%. White residents, 60%, are more likely than Hispanic or Latino residents, 52%. In the results, to be concerned about book banning, those who identify as LGBTQ+, 74%, and those who either are or know someone who is transgender, 67%, they're also likely, more likely than their counterparts, to express concern over banning educationally important books. Got some sound for you. This is courtesy of NJ Spotlight News. Here's what Republican Assemblymember Eric Peterson, who represents the state's 23rd district in the State House, had to say about protecting books from being banned as the Freedom to Read Act calls for.
Today, we have librarians putting books on the shelves that have graphic sexual content. And that's what this bill is trying to do, is it's saying the librarian is going to decide what's in the library, not the elected officials, not the people that got elected. But the librarian's going to decide. There's no boundaries because they're immune from criminal prosecution. So I think that's just awful.
Oh, so much said in such a short time. First, Assemblyman Peterson, it's librarians, not librarians. Second, Assemblyman Peterson believes that it's politicians who should decide what books go into public and school libraries. Okay, which politicians? I mean, you want to be honest, there's no bipartisanship in politics today. So does Assemblyman Peterson believe that a political minority, like one of the one he's in, should be the one who is going to dictate on this issue? And third, did you take note how Assemblyman Peterson referred to librarians being immune to prosecution? Is that something he wants to see changed? What would be seen as a violation creating the justification for prosecution? And again, who would decide that? I believe that Assemblyman Peterson gave a very clear look at what some very dangerous people are thinking and even attempting to do, not just here in New Jersey, but all across America.